This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces have recovered an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip in a complex rescue operation, the military said on Tuesday, more than 10 months after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th. A video by the Israeli army was said to show the inside of a helicopter which rescued Israeli hostage Quad Farhan al-Qadi from the Gaza Strip. It said the 52-year-old man from southern Israel had been transferred to a hospital and his condition was stable. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday, in its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russia did fire dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day, but Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It's the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. This is VOA News. United Nations agencies warn refugees and displaced communities in the Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries with Mpox outbreaks are at particular risk of illness and death because of their living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports at least 42 suspected cases of Mpox have been identified within the displaced population in Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province, one of the regions hardest hit by the disease. Confirmed and suspected cases of the new Clade 1B strain also have been recorded among refugee populations in the Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in India on Tuesday fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters demanding the resignation of a top elected official in the country's east, accusing her of mishandling an investigation into a rape and killing of a resident doctor earlier this month. The August 9th killing of the 31-year-old physician while on duty at Calcutta City Hospital triggered protests across India. The protesters say the assault highlights the vulnerability of healthcare workers. The family of the victim alleged it was a case of gang rape and that more attackers were involved. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Tuesday White House officials urged Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee's GOP chair, Zuckerberg says officials repeatedly pressured Facebook to take down some virus content and were frustrated when the company did not agree. The administration did speak out in 2021 about what President Biden called virus misinformation on Facebook.
It's killing people.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki stressed the fight was against the virus itself, not social media.
We're not in a war or a battle with Facebook.
Zuckerberg says the pressure was wrong and Facebook made choices it would not make today without elaborating. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's supreme leader has opened the door to renewed negotiations with the United States over his country's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told its civilian government on Tuesday there was no harm in engaging with its quote-unquote enemy. Khamenei's remarks set clear red lines for any talks taking place under the government of reformist President Masoud Pezeshkian. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.